You. Now that's pretty scary, isn't it? But you are, quite simply, the person in control of your own destiny. Whatever path in life you choose will be your free choice for better or worse. There is no one to blame for failure or to praise for success but you. The 7th Cavalry will not come charging across the hill to your rescue if things don't go as planned. Neither will Superman or the knight in shining armor on a white horse who used to save you as a child. It's up to you and you alone. President Harry Truman had a plaque on his desk in the White House that read, "The buck stops here." Make that your first resolve on the road to the top. Do not blame outside forces whenever things go wrong in your life. That's what people who don't succeed do. Face the facts. Somehow, whether through poor planning, lack of action, procrastination, or 1,000 other reasons, the blame comes directly back to you. Decide here and now that you are in charge of your own destiny and your own life. You don't need anyone else's permission to change your life. You don't have to plug away at a job you hate. You don't have to live in the same town or associate with the same people. If you feel you should be somewhere else or doing something differently, you can, without anyone's permission, leave. This is America. You can do whatever you want. The only person who has any power to stop you is you. Conquering your own mind is the first and biggest step to getting ahead in life. In the spring of 1954, a young medical student at Oxford University entered a shoe shop in Wimbledon near London and asked the cobbler to make him a special pair of running shoes. He wanted them light and strong enough to last just 12 laps. The cobbler provided such a shoe, and the young man improved them further by fitting them with special graphite spikes. These spikes gave him better traction than the metal ones commonly used because the graphite would slip more easily in and out of the cinder track on which he ran. The young man knew that preparation and planning were key elements in reaching his goal, just as they are in any successful endeavor. They were, however, only part of the ingredients needed for what would soon be known as the Miracle Mile. The young man discovered that the hardest part of reaching his goal was not running the 1 mile distance on the cinder track. It was conquering the 6-inch space between his ears. When Roger Bannister finally broke the 4-minute mile on May 6, 1954, people had been trying to run a mile in under 4 minutes for almost 2,000 years. Since the time of the ancient games at the foot of Mount Olympus, runners had reached towards what seemed like an impossible goal. Athletes had run in the Olympics, in international championships, and around the world, yet no one at the highest level, with gold medals and world records on the line, had ever run a mile in less than 4 minutes. In fact, many of the coaches of Bannister's era actually believed that the attempt could well result in the death of the runner, thinking that the physical limits of human performance had been reached. If God had wanted man to be faster, they reasoned, he would have given him 4 legs instead of 2. Nevertheless, within just a few weeks of Bannister's record-breaking run, several other runners had run the mile in less than 4 minutes. How was this possible? Did the entire human race suddenly get faster in the summer of 1954? Of course not. The answer is much simpler. And that is the first key in making it big. The answer, pure and simple, is that there was a mental limitation on the part of the runners. Because no one else had ever done it, the world's greatest athletes, either consciously or subconsciously, did not believe it could be done. In their minds, they reasoned that man had simply met the limits of speed and endurance a few seconds short of the 4-minute mile. Once this fact had been proven wrong, runners across the globe decided that if Roger Bannister could run a mile in 4 minutes, well, so could they. If Bannister had looked at the record books or spoken to all those others who had tried before him, he would simply have given up his quest and never reached it. But he did not let other people's views or the supposed facts in the record books influence his resolve to succeed. He shed off limitations and went after his goal with a single-minded purpose that made him famous. In fact, his picture even graced the very first issue of Sports Illustrated. I'm sure you've experienced the very same phenomenon in one small way or another. I know I have. One very vivid mental breakthrough I can remember was as a kid of 15 playing golf. At the time, I was playing 3.5 rounds a day, 63 holes. Although I ate, drank, and slept golf, I could not shoot under par for any given nine. Almost every day I played 9 holes in even par, but it seemed impossible for me to play just one shot better. This went on all summer. Finally, one day at the end of the summer, I was playing the 9th hole even par when I missed the green and put my ball in a sand trap. I figured it was another disappointment, but then, out of nowhere, I holed my trap shot out for a birdie to go 1 under par. From that day on, I was able to play at least 9 holes under par on a very consistent basis. Now it's your turn. Picture for a moment some of your own mental barriers, the defeated ones. Think back right now. What are some of the things that you have done that at one time just didn't seem possible? Have you lost weight or stopped smoking, earned a degree or started your own business? Perhaps you've moved to a totally new part of the country. Think of the mental barriers you have conquered, no matter how small, and put that power to work in your life to help you remove the bigger mental barriers of achieving success. Once these mental barriers are conquered, it becomes easy, but the real rewards only go to those people who break the barriers quickly. Break out of all your mind's limitations. If you feel you are lacking in some of the skills you need to achieve your goals, you can pick them up as you go along. The important thing is to break your mental barriers right now. When I was 14 years old, I picked up a matchbox on which were written the words, "Someone is always doing what someone else said could not be done." Those words have stuck with me ever since, and I've repeated them regularly to those who say it can't. Can you imagine how ridiculous it must have seemed to think of actually putting a man on the moon at the beginning of World War II, just 30 years before it was to become a reality? They were still using wooden biplanes, yet someone dreamed that man could land on the moon and set about trying to make that dream come true.